On University of Southern California Week, how to eliminate all the plastic in the ocean is a big question for our future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Travis Williams, professor of chemistry, looks at one possible solution.
8 million metric tons of plastic end up in the ocean every year. It's floating in the Pacific in a garbage patch twice the size of Texas. What are we going to do about it? My colleague Clay Wong and I are faculty at USC. He's in pharmacy, I'm in chemistry. Polyethylene, one of the most common materials in durable plastic products, useful, sterile, is really tough to recycle. That leaves us a plastic island that kills marine life. We collect pieces of the patch, bring it back to our labs, and, using tools from chemistry, turn it into the building blocks of pharmaceuticals and biopesticides. We start with scraps of polyethylene and mixed plastic that wash up on Catalina Island on the Southern California coast. We break those plastics down with chemical catalysis and pressurized oxygen to produce chemical groups called diacids. We then use fungi to convert these to medicines like aspergillus, citrulliverdin, and mutilin. The fungi are engineered strains of Aspergillus nigellans. That's a fungus that's easy to engineer. It's used in pharmaceutical development. So ultimately, a fungus that we feed using material from the Pacific garbage patch is used to make antibiotics, anti-cholesterol drugs, antifungals, all within a week. That makes the Pacific garbage patch a source of valuable material and energy, giving us a profit motive to pull the patch apart, one scrap at a time.
That was Travis Williams of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.